the rest of the story. We defeated the British, of course, during our Revolutionary War. Did you know it almost happened again in October of 1943? We, the Americans, were about to bomb the British 56th Infantry Division, and the only hope for keeping the Allies intact was an American communications expert, a GI named Joe. The Italian Front, October 1943. British 56th Infantry is slugging it out with the Germans. German defensive lines had seemed impenetrable. They, the Germans, are in control of an Italian village, Colvivecchia. The British radio headquarters requesting American air support. They want American air support. Bomb Colvivecchia at dawn. The message is sent on the 17th. Almost immediately after that communication is terminated, the British Army unexpectedly pokes a hole in the German defenses. Seizing the opportunity, they, the British, move in for the kill, and before daylight on the 18th, the British 56th Infantry, a division of more than 1,000 troops, is in possession of the town. To keep the Germans at bay, they have to stand their ground. Now all that remains, of course, is to call off the American bombers. Don't let the Americans bomb us now. The British are in control, but they can't call off the American bombers. At some point in their hectic advance, the British communications equipment had been damaged and rendered inoperative, and soon, unless something is done, the dawn will break and the Americans will strike. Grimly, the commanding officer asks if their radio can be repaired in time. It cannot. There is but one hope, an American GI named Joe from the 5th Army. He accompanied the British 56th since the beginning of the offensive drive. He, Joe, knows the way back to the American air base. He, says the British commanding officer, must make that 20-mile journey on his own to alert the Americans while there is still time to call off that bombing. And without hesitating, Joe accepts the mission. The desolate, war-torn expanse before him and shrouded in darkness will at best deter his passage, at worst summon unimaginable danger, and yet the lives of more than 1,000 men are hanging in the balance. Somehow he has to get through, and he is prepared to die trying. Meanwhile, at Colvivecchia, the soldiers of the 56th Infantry are waiting. By their own request, the ascending sun is to bring a terror from the sky, and that dawn's early light, the Americans would not realize the mistake until it was too late. And the sun did rise, and the skies were blue and clear and empty. Joe had made it. Joe got through with his message. Even as the pilots and crews were checking their equipment and the engines of the big bombers were being warmed for takeoff, an exhausted Joe had arrived with a communication from the British 56th, and the bombing run was done before it was begun. Joe never received a medal for that mission. Instead, he returned to the American 5th Army Communications Division and served until he died. That you now know what he did on October 18 of 1943 will stand as his only memorial, a living remembrance of the American messenger whose mission spared the lives of more than 1,000 British soldiers. Perhaps you never knew how close we came to bombing our British allies during World War II. Such a disaster would, of course, have made history. But instead, when the British radios broke down, the unimaginable calamity was averted by G.I. Joe. An American 5th Army messenger pigeon. And now you know the rest of the story.